Hey, Justin, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure. What you got?
What do you think about,
No, I saw it last week.
Oh, what about,
Not again.
Oh. How about this?
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So, what did you think of The Pirates of Penzance? God damn it.
I didn't hate it.
God bless it.
It's okay. Let me. I like musicals.
Okay.
This one was entertaining, but it wasn't quite in my wheelhouse.
Okay. All right. So. The Pirates of Penzance is 1880s, 1878, I think, is when it first debuted. Gilbert and Sullivan musical. And it is not a very complicated story. There's a lot of words that are said.
Yes, there are.
But it is not a complicated story. So Frederick has been apprenticed to some pirates since he was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is apprenticed until his 21st birthday, and it has been now his 21st year, and he is being relieved of his apprenticeship. And he says to the pirates, "I am honor bound to turn you all in." You know, these pirates that don't attack orphans, these pirates that don't attack anyone weaker than themselves, but they're pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is going to turn them all in and see them arrested in prison, jail, hanged, whatever.
Yeah.
He was apprenticed to the pirates because his nursemaid heard pilot, was told pilot, but heard pirate. It is a ridiculous and stupid thing.
It is, yes.
So he is released. And he wants to meet a girl because the only girl he's ever met has been his nursemaid, played by Angela Lansbury, who has told him that she is fair until he sees women his own age and realizes that he was lied to. Mm-hmm. And sends her away. He falls in love with a girl immediately upon seeing her. Well, she's the one who'd have him.
Yeah.
Immediately. And just in time, he meets the Major General. That's where the Major General song comes from. They sing a song and he's all set to do the thing and get the pirates when the Pirate King, played by Kevin Kline, comes up and says, "Your apprenticeship was until your 21st birthday. And it turns out that your birthday is on February 29th. And so you've only had five birthdays. So you need to come back and be apprenticed to us for another 64 years." And he is honor bound to do such a thing.
Yep.
And the only consolation he has is that Maybelle will wait for him.
Until 1940, when he finally reaches 21 years of age.
Yes, when he's had his 21st birthday at the age of 84.
Yeah.
And nothing complicated from that. He's about to go back. They find out that the Major General lied about being an orphan. And so when he tells the Pirate King that, they're going to go and kill the Major General. Lots of songs, lots of dances, lots of silliness. It all turns into a big old brawl between the constabulary and the pirates until the very end, when finally the constabulary chief tells them that they should surrender in the name of Queen Victoria. And they do, because despite being pirates, they love their queen. And then Angela Lansbury comes out and says, "But they're not actually pirates. They're all noblemen that had gone astray." And so then everything's fine, because you can forgive noblemen of indiscretions of their youth, and they become come back to the House of Peers to be legislators. Credits.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
And yet I'm entertained every time I watch it. The music is so bouncy and light. Even the slow songs have that light, kind of that light sense to it where it doesn't feel like anything's landing hard. Like they left out the heavy percussion. You know, it's one of the few musicals you hear where the trombone actually gets to make the wah kind of noise. And the music is fantastic. It's fun to listen to. And we watched with subtitles because in musicals and you have them talking over each other, it's nice to know what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
And then you get to the Paradox song and things start getting faster. And then the It Doesn't Matter song. And how fast were those words?
Too damn fast.
The only way to understand the words of this song is by watching the subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems almost every song that's like that, they stop it and then do it faster. You know, Major General song, can you do it again, but faster?
And he does.
And he does. Kevin Kline has got to have just the strongest ass in Hollywood based on the lunges that he was doing during some of these songs and dances.
At least he did in 1980.
In 1983.
Yeah.
I just... This is one of those movies that when I'm feeling kind of bad, it's a great one to put in because the ending is so ridiculous. I like happy ending movies. And the ending to this one is so ridiculous, it makes me chuckle every time. You know, we're all in this big fight. It's going to go down to the death. It's like, surrender in the name of Queen Victoria. You're up. And we're going to see you all hanged. Yeah, but these are nobles. Oh, well, in that case, all is forgiven. Marry my daughters.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
And that's the biggest bummer of it. Is one scene involving the daughters. It's a musical from 1878. First shown in December of 1879. Gender politics and such were radically different. And in 83, they should have known better. And didn't. There is a scene where the pirates are coming in and they're wanting to marry all the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a real uncomfortable to modern sensibilities in kind of rapey.
Yeah.
So be aware of that going in, because even though it's played for laughs, even though it's played for this kind of fun, you know, harmless thing because they're tender-hearted pirates, it's not.
No.
And it doesn't come off that way for us now.
No.
You accept, it's one of those pieces where you have to accept it as a piece of its time and be disgusted by it. And then after the minute is up, you can get back to kind of relaxing into it. They could remove it. It wouldn't be, nothing is happening in that time, in that 1 minute.
No.
That requires that. You could just have the pirates coming in and then having the Major General make his entrance, and it would still work.
Yeah. I mean, it was sort of addressed, whereas when the Major General shows up and they're like, Dad, they want to marry all of us without your consent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a throwaway line to address it.
So it's easily the most famous of the Gilbert and Sullivan musicals, and one that they debuted in America specifically so that they'd have the protection of American copyright laws. But that's for a whole bunch of stuff that we don't need to get into.
That's a different podcast that we don't do.
Yeah. But I like it. I'd encourage people to see it. So I'm interested in that. It's not your thing, but where do you land on that part?
Okay. as a piece of musical history kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see it. I mean, everybody knows the Modern Major General song. You've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. You've heard it spoofed a dozen times.
Spoofed. There was an Animaniacs episode from the 90s where they took songs and spoofed them for that entire, you know, episode thing. You know, it's like, okay, so, oh, I know this melody, you know, whatever. So, yes, I don't regret seeing it. I'm glad I saw it.
Well, that's good.
So it's like, okay, I now can say I've seen it. I understand where other things have come from. But just sitting there watching it, I had trouble getting really into it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy Kevin Kline, and I enjoyed him in this movie. He was as Kevin Kline as I remember seeing him.
He's all the Kevin Kline was on display.
Exactly. You know, his reactions to things, how he handled certain things as the character, he was enjoyable in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the whole thing with the pirates wanting to, quote, marry the women. The whole thing with the nursemaid, because he was
eight. Something like that.
And now he's 21. She watched him grow up, and she's in her late 40s now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much the age difference that bugs me. It's the fact that she's been...
His mother?
His mother. And now is like, well, now you can marry him. He's like, no.
That's not the way this goes.
No. And so that was very troubling for me. I'm sure at one point it was for laughs, but now it's just like, no.
Tell me you've been around that many pirates for that long, and the boy you raised is the one that's... Really?
Really? Not the Pirate King?
Who's hot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
As far as concept issues, those were the two that bugged me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Other things were, it's sometimes 1800s language, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm sure at one point everybody understood it, but I'm just like, what? You know, and I like to think of myself as, you know, as a semi-educated individual who can take from context clues and other... I'm just like, the hell are they talking about?
Well, and if it'll make you feel better, remember that Gilbert and Sullivan often made up words specifically for that purpose, okay, just to make a rhyme
that
happen.
That does make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
I personally, I think it would have been much more enjoyable had it been made about that time as opposed to being made from that time.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the cheekiness, the campiness, the funness, but it's looking back as opposed to we're pulling this from this time and, you know,
we're just going to make this 100-year-old
play
yeah, and do it now.
Yeah. But That is kind of a gut shot in the dark reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would work.
Who knows? I mean, until it's done, I mean,
yeah.
Who knows? I think we talked about that on the other podcast at one point, that somebody was talking about doing a movie that was set in the wrong time.
Maybe, yeah.
You know? Oh, well.
But, I mean, ultimately, I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't really get it. Now, I did chuckle out loud at several moments.
Oh, yeah. I heard you laugh. That's why I was like, ooh, maybe this will be the one.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I did enjoy the Modern Major General song because I was familiar with it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed some of the music, not all of it, but some of the music. You're right. The ending was absolutely stupid.
It reminds me a little bit of the Blazing Saddles ending. You know, where it's like, yeah, suddenly it just breaks out into
whatever. Yeah.
They break into a theater that is performing the previous show that Gilbert and Sullivan wrote called HMS Pinafore. And so it's like, what? So their musical exists in this musical. What?
Yeah. I enjoyed the constabulary, the policemen.
Mm-hmm.
They were fun to watch. It was very much Keystone Cop kind of antics.
Very much so. And the dance style.
The dance style, absolutely. They weren't what you would call brave.
No. No. Of course, they're also constantly singing about their deaths.
Yes.
At the hands of pirates.
Yes. The dogs were nice.
Dogs are always a joy.
Yeah.
I mean, with the exception of Ang Lee's Hulk, then the dogs were not a joy.
Yes, this is true. But we're not talking about that, so.
Well, enough of that.
I don't regret seeing it, but I don't think I'm going to watch it again.
Well, I can understand that. I can sit with that.
But I did enjoy 1983 Kevin Kline.
I do, too. I really do, too.
I have yet to see him in something that I didn't enjoy.
Mm. That I didn't enjoy him.
Yes.
Because there are definitely movies that he's in that I'm just like,
Yeah.
You're lucky Kevin Kline is in this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there is that. A half of a recommendation from the two of us. I think that means it's your turn.
It is.
What do you got?
I've got something that pairs nicely.
All right.